can introduce yourself and then take people around to meet others. Get involved with being on event planning committees, because all the chambers have special events. If you're good at the internet, maybe you can be involved with a Facebook page or get an Instagram account that would be supportive of the chamber, a LinkedIn group. Participate in those. Most chambers will have luncheons for new members, so maybe you should go to those luncheons and meet the new people coming in to make them feel welcome. And this way, there might be opportunities for you to help one another. Let's see what else. Of course, belonging to a chamber and letting people put it on your website, even put it on a business card, on a brochure, that helps to give you more credibility. And credibility in the eyes of the people in the community. Some chambers will give out a plaque or little stickers for your cars or for their store windows to say that you're a member of the chamber. Make sure you have those available. Sometimes there's new member events. There's a chamber in Somerville that formed a subgroup within the chamber for all new business owners. It was called SOHO, home office people. And they were able to discuss concerns that they had as new business owners. Now, of course, if you have a grand opening or an anniversary that you want to celebrate, what about ribbon cuttings or just having open houses to your business? And make sure that the chamber knows about it so it can be in the publicity. And then, of course, you can hang out with a lot of amazing people when you belong to a chamber. I guarantee you meet people. You never know. It's who you're going to meet, but being proactive in the group is certainly a value to you and to your business. And those relationships will go on for years. I know for a fact is in my case. So those are my tips for joining a chamber of commerce. I've really given you a lot of information here, and I hope that you'll look kindly on chambers of commerce, and there's other networking groups that you can belong to. I think a chamber of commerce is very diverse because it brings in people from all walks of life, all different kinds of business backgrounds and experiences, and it may be that the people are drawn from a regional area, which would be in your target market. So be there. You'll get to meet people and get referrals to others. And one thing will lead to another. So I hope that you find this to be valuable for you. And I want to thank you for being here today for the program. If you have a chance, go on to look at Teachable Moments in Business on my Facebook page, and you'll see some of the other interviews I've done. I've done some great interviews with some insurance people. And, of course, we've had deadlines for health insurance here in December. You might want to go and listen to what they had to say. And I have so many people that I've interviewed. They're fascinating. Also, the chamber archives all of the audios. And so you can go and look at listen to the podcast. So go on the Chamber of Commerce, go on their website. I think it's on the right-hand side where you push a button, and it'll lead you to a list of the hosts and the names of their programs, and then you'll see a list of all the dates that they have recorded their programs. And I guarantee you're going to be you'll find them to be helpful. So thank you for listening today. I'll see you again on another Tuesday in December and January. Please listen again between the hours of 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesdays. So have a great evening, and have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Serving 3 or 4 ounces versus maybe 6 ounces or more, about 6 ounces of maybe average for a glass of still wine. Still wine meaning something without bubbles. The bubbles, it's celebratory. It kind of speeds up the alcohol absorption as you feel like you have a little champagne toast and right away you're in, you know, loosen up a little bit. It's not that they're high alcohol wines, but they just get into your system a little bit quicker. And also you find with the sparkling wines that they do go, and even with a food like eggs, which normally, you know, does not do well with other wines, especially red wines, although you can find examples of anything that will go with specific foods. There's a few things, though, that we try to often avoid at tastings. But, you know, again, it's personal taste, whatever you like. There's eggs poached in red wine, but you need to pick the correct red wine. So sparkling wine, champagne, what is it? How do those bubbles get in there? Why is it so expensive? Well, the champagne process used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol process, used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol, you take something that has sugar in it and you add yeast, and the result is carbon dioxide, which in an open vat or even a closed vat with some kind of escape mechanism, the CO2 is...
make your company even better. And you're not breaking the bank to do it at all. Also, when you're involved in the chamber, it helps to position your company as a leader in the community. And again, people will gravitate to people who are leaders in the community, because those leaders know people. They're considered to be knowledgeable, and people like doing business with people that are leaders who can give them some solid information and help. So please get involved, and that will help your business to position itself. Now, some of us, some business owners need help, and I know that the community colleges and the universities sometimes have intern programs, but it may be that you can find someone to be an intern or a temporary worker just through the chamber. So ask around, find out from the other members if they have family members or can recommend folks that might be available to help you in your business, because sometimes you can't do it all. In fact, there are members of the chamber who do bookkeeping, and that's one of the areas that people get so bogged down on. So chances are there's someone in the chamber that you can contact who can help you perhaps set up QuickBooks or some other form of bookkeeping to get you to a point where you can run your business not worrying about taking care of the books, because that can be very time consuming. So there is help out there, and you can start at the chamber. And there are members of the chamber who do bookkeeping, and that's one of the areas that people get so bogged down on. So chances are there's someone in the chamber that you can contact who can help you perhaps set up QuickBooks or some other form of bookkeeping to get you to a point where you can run your business not worrying about taking care of the books, because that can be very time consuming. So there is help out there, and you can start at the chamber and ask for advice and direction for that help. Let's see. Another thing that sometimes happens in chambers is that there are discounts available that are offered through by the members to other members, and you can only get the discount if you're a member of the chamber. I used to belong to a chamber group over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that had an office supply company servicing a lot of the members, and in doing so, they actually generated revenue for that chamber group. So there may be businesses that will serve the members, but perhaps they can donate money to the chamber for events or just to get a group savings. So think about that. There are discounts and services that might be available by being members of the chambers. Now, I'm not familiar with it personally, but there may be chamber groups that can get insurance, whether it's home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, business insurance, deals, for the members. So look into that as well. Another thing you can do is to sponsor events. When you sponsor an event, you're going to that gives you exposure. That shows you're a leader in the community. Maybe you can sponsor a children's football team or baseball team. That might be the thing, or sponsor other activities with nonprofit organizations. But that would get you exposure as well. So it creates a top of the mind awareness by being a sponsor in certain endeavors. Sometimes the chambers have award ceremonies where they recognize certain individuals who have made milestone achievements, and some of the members may sponsor those events. That might cost some money, but it depends on what your budget might be. But at least it's supporting the organization to the point that the company that's doing the sponsoring does gain some more visibility. Now, there are some chamber groups that have members who do exporting. So sometimes, I don't think it's here at Flemington, but some chambers actually form groups of exporters and help them find resources for shipping and exporting. So that's a possibility. There's also chambers that create alliances with other chamber groups for the purpose of identifying legislation and other circumstances where the people who are members of the group need a voice in the community. So there may be opportunities to get involved with public policy as a chamber. So that's something you could look into if you don't. I don't know that's happening here, but certainly it may happen with other chambers. I know for a fact it happens with other chambers across the company. So to become a member of the chamber, of course, you have dues that would be paid. Some dues would be determined by the size of a business or the number of employees. But check it out. It's not that expensive. And you will find opportunities that you wouldn't get someplace else. Even if you're not doing business with people locally, whether it's B2B, which is business to business, or business to consumer, there may be other value in joining the chamber, just helping other people with ideas. Also, again, getting the educational exposure, too. And there may be some tax deductions when you're involved with a chamber, so you might want to talk to your CPA or have them check the laws with regard to taxes. So I'm going to go back to a couple more sponsors before we finish up today. So let me see what we have here.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We've been talking about the value of belonging to a chamber of commerce. I hope that you've checked off a couple of your to-do list, a couple of things on your to-do list that you can accomplish by joining a chamber. Here's a list of activities and endeavors that chambers might do. They may not be in this chamber in particular, but I just thought there were some interesting things that you'll find with a chamber of commerce. There might be business breakfasts held quarterly or monthly that you could attend. There may be networking events where you've business card exchanges. I know they have them here, where you go for maybe wine and may meet for a couple hours at a could be at a bank or another business office that allows you to use their space. It could be a restaurant. I've been to ones at restaurant. So mixers where you get to meet other folks. There's a group I came across that does pizzas and politics. They meet on Thursdays to discuss politics. Sponsorship of events, and so it could be an installation dinner, a business expo, a holiday luncheon, a state of the city or the state. Maybe there's programs along those lines, so you get to hear what's going on. You could sponsor those events. You can get a business page on the chamber website or in the directory. That's always going to be a possibility. You can post your events on the chamber website and in their newsletter, so let people know what you're doing so that you get participation from the other members. Some of the chambers will do an e-blast or a notice that goes out by email. Maybe there's a message that you can have included in that. Of course, when you're a member of a chamber, you can get referrals and you can give referrals. And by the way, give a lot of referrals because people appreciate it, and that builds relationships. There's also member-to-member discounts that you can offer. So learn how to do that. Maybe there's things that you offer that you could be discounted to members. And if you do that, ask them to please share, spread the word about what how they've supported you. You may have some hot deals, some special discounts that will draw attention. You can also connect with politicians, so there might be some political influences that would be worthwhile for your business. There may be special events that you conduct and might discount tickets for those special events for a period of time before the event takes place. Perhaps you can be an ambassador for your chamber. There are ambassadors that will go out to see businesses and to explain to the potential members what the organization is all about. So become an ambassador. Sometimes you get special badges for that, you can be a greeter at an event. As an ambassador, you can introduce yourself and then take people around to meet others. Get involved with being on event planning committees, because all the chambers have special events. If you're good at the internet, maybe you can be involved with a Facebook page or get an Instagram account that would be supportive of the chamber. A LinkedIn group, participate in those. Most chambers will have luncheons for new members, so maybe you should go to those luncheons and meet the new people coming in to make them feel welcome. And this way, they're might be opportunities for you to help one another. Let's see what else. Of course, belonging to a chamber and letting people put it on your website, even put it on a business card, on a brochure, that helps to give you more credibility and credibility in the eyes of the people in the community. Some chambers will give out a plaque or little stickers for your cars or for their store windows to say that you're a member of the chamber. Make sure you have those available. Sometimes there's new member events. There's a chamber in Somerville that formed a subgroup within the chamber for all new business owners. It was called SOHO, home office people. And they were able to discuss concerns that they had as new business owners. Of course, if you have a grand opening or an anniversary that you want to celebrate, what about ribbon cuttings or just having open houses to your business? And make sure that the chamber knows about it so it can be in the publicity. And then, of course, you can hang out with a lot of amazing people when you belong to a chamber. I guarantee you meet people. It's you never know. It's who you're going to meet, but being proactive in the group is certainly a value to you and to your business. And those relationships will go on for years. That I know is for a fact, is in my case. So those are my tips for joining a chamber of commerce. I've really given you a lot of information here, and I hope that you'll look kindly on chambers of commerce. And there's other networking groups that you can belong to. I think a chamber of commerce is very diverse because it brings in people from all walks of life, all different kinds of business backgrounds and experiences. And it may be that the people are drawn from a regional area, which would be in your target market. So be there. You'll get to meet people and get referrals to others. And one thing will lead to another. So I hope that you find this to be valuable for you. And I want to thank you for being here today for the program. If you have a chance, go on to look at Teachable Moments in Business on my Facebook page, and you'll see some of the other interviews I've done. I've done some great interviews with some insurance people. And, of course, we've had deadlines for health insurance here in December. You might want to go and listen to what they had to say. And I have so many people that I've interviewed. They're fascinating. Also, the chamber archives all of the audios. And so you can go and look at listen to the podcast. So go on the Chamber of Commerce, go on their website. I think it's on the right-hand side where you push a button, and it'll lead you to a list of the hosts and the names of their programs, and then you'll see a list of all the dates that they have recorded their programs. And I guarantee you're going to be you'll find them to be helpful. So thank you for listening today. I'll see you again on another Tuesday in December and January. Please listen again between the hours of 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesdays. So have a great evening, and have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Serving 3 or 4 ounces versus maybe 6 ounces or more, or about 6 ounces of maybe average for a glass of still wine. Still wine meaning something without bubbles. The bubbles, it's celebratory. It kind of speeds up the alcohol absorption as you feel like you have a little champagne toast and right away you're in, you know, loosen up a little bit. It's not that they're high alcohol wines, but they just get into your system a little bit quicker. And also you find with the sparkling wines that they do go, and even with a food like eggs, which normally, you know, does not do well with other wines, especially red wines, although you can find examples of anything that will go with specific foods. There's a few things, though, that we try to often avoid at tastings. But, you know, again, it's personal taste, whatever you like. There's eggs poached in red wine, but you need to pick the correct red wine. So sparkling wine, champagne, what is it? How do those bubbles get in there? Why is it so expensive? Well, the champagne process used to be very labor-intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a secondary, a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol, process is, well, it used to be very labor intensive, and probably with some producers it still is, because you put the wine through what's called a second fermentation. So fermentation, when you make wine or any beverage alcohol, you take something that has sugar in it and you add yeast, and the result is carbon dioxide, which in an open vat or even a closed vat with some kind of escape mechanism, the CO2 is released, and alcohol is the other byproduct. And when all the sugar in the beverage is consumed by the yeast, then the fermentation stops. Or if there's too much in there and the alcohol level gets too high for these yeasts, it kills the yeast. Can't survive. That's why your table wines are normally, they cap out at, you know, you won't see one for much over 15% alcohol by volume. You get into the higher alcohol wines, fortified wines that have some brandy and other, you know, it has to be a wine product in there, that, you know, preserves the wine, stops fermentation, and then the wine is aged. I'm thinking of sherries, ports, things like that, Madeira, Marsala. So with the champagne, so we put the wine through its first fermentation, and now we've got to get bubbles in there. Of course, we lost all the bubbles when we fermented the juice, and now we want to get some more in there. The second fermentation is once the wine is either it's blended oftentimes, or if it's a straight single grape, another tirage or measure of yeast and sugar are added enough to make some bubbles, and they have to be trapped in there. So in the traditional method, of course, they're trapped in the bottle and make the bubbles. Somehow now we've got bubbles in there, but we have some dead yeast cells, other things in the wine that we want to get out of there. How do we do that? The wine is what we call riddled. It's of course, they're stored on their side. There's machines that will turn the wine now. They used to be done by hand. Turn the bottles slowly and kind of increase the angle that they're up. So at the end of this process, the wine is pretty much upside down. Anything that's in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the latest U.S. House impeachment hearing concerning President Trump.
President Trump's actions are impeachable offenses. They threaten our rule of law. They threaten our institutions. They threaten our republic.
As you probably guessed, that's the top Democratic attorney on the House Judiciary Committee, Barry Burke, accusing Trump of betraying his oath of office. On the other side, Republican lawyers like Stephen Castor say otherwise, and that the president's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards. And he adds,
Democrats have turned away information by declining to negotiate in good faith with the administration about the scope of document requests. As a result of these failures, the evidentiary record in the impeachment inquiry is incomplete and in many places incoherent.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
At least 5 people have been killed and people are also missing after a volcano erupts on an island off the coast of New Zealand hours ago. Here's a police spokesman who says,
at this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island.
He says the death toll and missing numbers likely to rise once authorities can access the island. The owner of a Southern California wildlife preserve is recovering after 2 of her tigers attacked her. Reports are that Patty Perry had to be rescued by bystanders when 2 tigers jumped on her during a fundraising event. She suffered cuts and bruises and some other injuries, but she's expected to survive. The Kennedy Center honors recognizing actor Sally Field, singer Linda Ronstadt, Sesame Street, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, and Earth, Wind, and Fire at a ceremony last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren making close to $2 million during the 2 decades that she worked as a private lawyer. The Massachusetts Senator's campaign updating her legal work page to detail income she earned from each case. That's, of course, after she's been slamming the rich, saying they should be paying much more in taxes. Miss South Africa is the new Miss Universe. Host Steve Harvey feeling that same old embarrassment. Zozibini Tunzi won the title last night in Atlanta. Harvey had a flashback to the 2015 pageant when he infamously
joined NAMI.
When you look at how we are punishing our young men in these combat situations, to charge them with premeditated murder in a combat zone, you might as well be writing speeding tickets at the Daytona 500.
I like that parallel. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking rules of engagement with Colonel Alan West. Alan, I took a look the other day at the lists of soldiers, mostly Army soldiers, a good number of Navy SEALs, and a few Marines on the list that I saw, which I don't pretend to be comprehensive. It's hard for me as a soldier to encourage people to join the military where that might happen to them. Now, I don't think those rules of engagement are still in effect, but I don't know that.
Well, so a lot of them has changed. I mean, and you can tell by the results on the battlefield. I mean, ISIS, their territorial integrity was taken apart so quick because you now have a commander-in-chief that's not micromanaging generals in the field or White House staffers calling down to, you know, the operational and tactical level commanders and bypassing the Pentagon and Joint Chiefs of Staff. So I think that that is why we're successful in getting things done. Can they still be improved? Absolutely. But I think right now what the focus has to be is on these young men that have been wronged over these past few years, and a couple of them have had exculpatory evidence withheld in their cases. And that means that you have military lawyers that are doing things that are unprofessional, unethical, too, that should cause them to be disbarred.
Well, I don't know this to be true, but I believe it's true that when the Army downsized 10 years ago or 15 years ago, somebody decided to keep the JAG Corps.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It is, Tuesday, December 10th, 2019, and we're in beautiful downtown Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. The studio is located on the second floor of the Chamber of Commerce building, which is a restored Greek Revival mansion, and one of these days we're going to have a real studio down on a lower level. Right now we're on the second floor. But this is a place where an awful lot is happening. I'm one of many hosts that puts on programs here every day during the week, and many of the hosts do interview people. I have a lot of really good folks come in for interviews. Today I decided to do a monologue, so hopefully you'll stick with me because I've got some information that will be a great benefit to you. I did some research on my topic, which is the value of belonging to a chamber of commerce. So what better topic could I have sitting here in the Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington, New Jersey? So, by the way, if you have a topic that you would like us to discuss on this program, or if there's someone that you would like us to interview, please get in touch with me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. My email address is vmorgan, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at russmore, russmore.com. And I'll be certainly happy to hear from you, and I'll find someone or welcome someone to be interviewed. The whole purpose of this program is to share information with the listeners that they can use in their own businesses, whether they're employees or employers. There is so much to be learned today. Business is working at too fast a pace. If you don't keep up, if you don't keep ahead of the game, you can really get caught, get behind, actually. So today you have to be really diligent. And by the way, we all need to consider ourselves to be lifelong learners. And in doing so, we gain information that we can put to use in our businesses so that we can achieve our goals for sustaining businesses as well as for establishing the level of profitability that you might be looking for. So today is what is the title of my program, are the benefits, the member benefits when you join a chamber of commerce. And a lot of people are really not quite clear on what a chamber does. In fact, I do a lot of consulting with small business owners, some of whom are just getting started. Sometimes they've been around for a while. But in other instance, I find that there are people that just don't understand the importance of getting out there and meeting people and networking and continuing that lifelong learning pathway. And chambers of commerce can help you in those areas. So there are many benefits, whether you have a small business and have no employees or whether you have a bunch of employees. There is value for everyone when you get involved with the chamber. So I have a couple bullet point notes here. Joining a chamber can be a great, can be a wonderful decision because it stimulates business-to-business commerce in the local community. Now, if you don't do business locally, you may say, well, joining the chamber is not going to be valuable to me, but I would take exception to that statement because we're lifelong learners, chambers actually have programs that they conduct. They're very educational. Plus, I think today it's business is all about helping other people. And when you join a chamber, it gives you an opportunity to share information, to perhaps guide somebody who has questions about how they're going to succeed in their businesses. So whether or not you do business locally, I don't think is the total reason why you would join a chamber like this. Now, you get to meet people that you never would have known otherwise when you get involved with the chamber. And so, and I have a note here that says, because a major part of a small community typically comes from business-to-business services, it's essential to maintain a positive standing within the local business community. So I guess the question then is, what can you define what a chamber is a little bit further? So a chamber of commerce is an organization that looks out for business interests in a particular market area. And keep in mind, too, that there are national, state, and local chambers of commerce. Here in Flemington, we're based in Hunterdon County. There's also a chamber in Somerset County, which is adjoins Hunterdon, which is the Somerset County Business Partnership. In some counties, you'll find several chamber groups, but sometimes they even get together and form a working relationship among those smaller groups. So the chamber's most fundamental mission is to generate more business activity for the community. The chamber initiates more business-to-business commerce and more opportunities for networking and connecting local professionals than that would be available otherwise. Local chambers of commerce are businesses that join together to improve their value, visibility, and credibility. The members of a chamber share news, ideas, and best practices, and they may even qualify for some money-saving opportunities when they work together as a group. So there's a lot to be had through a chamber. Now, I came across an article that was featured in the chamber's newsletter. And by the way, when you're a member of a chamber of commerce, chances are they have a newsletter. It might be a printed piece, like this is a page from the Hunterdon Chamber newsletter. It could be also online. So in any event, you do get information from the chambers. And this particular article that I found in this month's newsletter had to do with, was entitled Four Powerful Ways That Chamber Provides Solutions for Small Business Owners. I think there's more like five here. But anyway, a couple of things that it points out. First of all, in a survey that was done not too long ago, 54% of small business owners admitted to being worried about making enough money. So making money is a common concern. So, and that's just one of five concerns that are mentioned in this article. So in addition to being concerned about making enough money, the business owners are concerned about controlling their overhead, controlling their costs. They're also concerned about finding new customers, and that's a big problem for a lot of people. A lot of people don't do enough marketing to attract customers, but we may get into some of that in this discussion. They have concerns about marketing to prospective and current customers, and you know, how do they market to them, and where do they invest in marketing to make it pay off? And they're also concerned about managing their time. So those were five concerns that were cited in this article by the author. So you can put the chamber to work for your business, and it helps. The chamber can actually help you to control these five concerns, plus anything else that you might be concerned about. So the first item that was on this list was making enough money. in the beginning of your business, it might not be about a millionaire as much as just simply making enough money to stay in operation. Making enough money means you're factoring in what's coming in and what's going out, and the chamber can help you in those efforts. So for in terms of controlling the costs and making money, you have opportunities to meet people that you would not meet otherwise. You have opportunities to develop relationships and to get referrals. So you can control your overhead, certainly, by being involved in an organization like this. There are fees that you join, but they're nominal. It could be $200 to $300 a year, usually. So you'd have to double check with the chamber in particular. But once you have that outlay of money, quite often there are no other expenses unless there's some special event that might go on. A lot of this particular chamber puts on quite a number of networking events and small group networking clusters of people within the county in different areas of the county where you get to meet people, and that doesn't cost anything. It's great. Another thing that can help to control costs when you're involved with a chamber is to take advantage of their educational programs. It's less expensive to join a chamber and then attend their educational programs, or just go to networking meetings and learn from the people who are there. Quite often, their folks will explain how they do things, and they may make recommendations that will indeed save you money. So there are many learning exchanges when you get involved with a chamber. Another thing is, and another concern on this list of five was finding new customers. There may be customers all around you, but if you don't have a place to meet them, you may never discover them. I think people too, when they join a chamber, discover that there are other markets they never even thought about. They may meet people in different lines of business that could also be their customers or referral agents. So that's another thing to think about. You can find new customers just by, and also solidify relationships with people just by attending these events. But if you don't go, you're never going to find them. I'm going to go on to a word from one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. It's so hot in here, I had to open the door. So we may get some outside noise, but that's okay. It's really hot in here. When it comes to marketing concerns, that was another thing that was brought up in this article, that people are marketing to prospective and or current customers. First of all, people are not clear on what marketing is. An overview of marketing of the marketing ideas, marketing gives people reasons. It builds awareness. It gives people reasons to do business with you. It helps to build trust. It also validates the buying decision. So marketing, and in the words of J. Comrade Levinson, who's the father of guerrilla marketing, marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get repeat and referral business. So marketing is how you look. It's how you act. It's how you greet people. It's how you dress. It's how you connect with other people. There's just so much. Marketing is everything. And you don't have to look at it in terms of dollar signs. There's things you can do that don't cost money. So when you're involved with a chamber, you're out there. You're in front of people. Right? You're marketing. You're marketing by what you say, through your elevator speech, through the resources that, and the support that you offer other people. That's all part of your marketing. Another thing is managing time, another concern that people have. And when you attend a lunch and learn or some events, you know where you're going to go. You're meeting people. It may take time, but it's, believe me, if you were making sales calls and you're knocking on doors with people, or even if you have a retail store and people are coming in or just window shopping, that takes time. It takes more time, and it can be more costly. So the chamber can help you save time and make money because they're giving you exposures and opportunities to learn and to connect with other people. So if you're not sure that you have the right networking group or the right networking opportunities at a local chamber, go a few times. Find out what it's like. But keep in mind that if you just go a couple times and then don't go back, those first two times probably were not worth it. You have to decide by talking to people whether or not a certain networking or group or chamber of commerce is a place that you really want to be, and in which case you keep going back. Because people take a while to get to know you and to trust you, and they certainly are not going to refer business to you if they don't trust you. So I came up with quite a long list of the benefits that you would gain. Going to go in more depth here with the value of belonging to a chamber of commerce. First of all, your credibility as a business and a business owner can be enhanced greatly just by getting the exposures and the experience throughout the different activities that the chambers may conduct. So you can increase your positive impression and perception among people that you're working with, because they get to see you and they know you're for real and they can begin to trust you. So membership makes your business more desirable to customers. When a small business is a chamber member, consumers are 80% more likely to purchase goods or services from the business in the future. So being a member of the chamber gives you credibility, because you obviously show that you're a professional in business. Chamber membership can increase your profits because customers view your business more favorably, and as such, they're going to keep patronizing your business, which would then increase your profitability. In fact, there are a lot of people that don't think about the lifetime value of a customer, but just because you had business with a customer one time doesn't mean that it's all that profitable, because it costs you money to get them in the door, to connect with them. And it's not until you have multiple purchases from a customer where the profitability really, I think, really kicks in. And, of course, a chamber gives you networking opportunities. So you get to meet people in the community, you can develop partnerships, and you can support other people. Chambers have numerous committees serving, so serving on one of those committees may be helpful to you and the organization and the people that the organization serves. So, for example, this chamber, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, puts on a business expo every November. And so if you work on a committee, you get to meet other people. Maybe you're in the committee to get people signed up for booth space. By being on that committee, you get to know the people in the area that want to be at that event, and you get to meet them. So you build those relationships. So networking does definitely create opportunities. You also can connect with old customers as well as meet new prospects. You know, just because you have a customer today doesn't mean you're going to have them tomorrow. So relationships have to be nurtured. And when you're coming to these events at the chamber or participating in programs that they spearhead, that helps to build those relationships and keeps people aware of who you are and what you do, and it builds that trust. The other thing, a lot of people don't really have a good understanding who their target audiences are. And I have people, for example, people will say to me when I'm counseling them that they can serve anybody who's a certain age or lives in a certain community, but they really haven't drilled down to identifying exactly who they're best suited to serve. Well, getting involved in the chamber can actually open your eyes to what opportunities are out there, and you can begin to drill down and to begin focusing on specific categories of prospects. I recommend that you choose no more than four. Now, a lot of people, most business owners, know who they're best suited to serve, but they don't know who the people are and where they are, where they hang out. So through the chamber, you get to know meet people that know people. So through those connections, you eventually can get to the people that you're best suited to serve through referrals. Or perhaps some members of this chamber are involved in an organization within their own industries. And if you can connect with them, that'll get you to the people that you're best suited to serve. So in other words, you get to know people. You get to meet people who know people. And by the same token, you get to know the marketplace better when you're out there. If you sit behind your desk and assume, the people are kind of come knocking on your door, don't count on it. You have to be very proactive in business today. And, in fact, I have several friends who are very proactive on LinkedIn and Facebook. I know they're doing well. They take every opportunity to get exposure through the social media. Now, it doesn't mean that they're pushing themselves or their products or services heavily. They may be promoting somebody else, or they may be sharing information to their audiences that would be of value to the audiences, but that gives them exposure. So there are a lot of ways that that people can get to know you. And, of course, referrals are important. In fact, the chamber receives phone calls and emails from people who are looking for certain vendors or service providers. So if you're a member of the chamber, they're not going to refer. They're going to refer business to you if it's the right fit. They're not going to refer business to somebody who's not a member. So having your name on that list as a business service is important, and you can get referrals through the chamber. In fact, the folks who run the chamber, Chris Phelan, who is the president, and Anna is the vice president, they know the members. And if you go to them and say that you're looking for certain kinds of clients, they may very well be able to steer you in the direction that you need to go in order to find the customers that you're looking for. So get to know the folks who run your chambers, and by being members and having your names in the directories, you can very easily be referred to people who are looking for your kind of product or service. So the other thing, too, is that the other members will indeed refer business to you because they take pride in having that relationship, and they become evangelists for your business, too. Even if they don't do business with you, your other fellow members may get a referral, may be asked for a referral. They may, or let's say there's a I know a couple of fellows who in this chamber who do home inspections. So suppose one of the members finds out that somebody's going to sell their house. They may say, when it comes to getting your house ready to sell, I can refer you to a couple of the guys that do home inspections. This way you can make sure your house is ready to be sold. So there's a case of an evangelist. The member may not have used the services of another member, but they know somebody who could use the service that the member offers. So that's another thing. I said earlier, too, marketing is a big deal. So you get so many chances for exposures through the chamber. They might have some print advertising. They may be involved with some other groups in the marketplace. And if you say, I'm a member of this chamber, that helps to give you credibility, gets you exposure. New members of the Chamber of Commerce are listed in the Chamber newsletter, and they may be on Facebook or other publications that the Chamber has. So you do get exposure. In fact, a lot of people have grand openings. There have been a number of them recently, and members of the Chamber and the folks who run the Chamber and other people that support the Chamber may be happy to go out and be there for ribbon cutting, and then you get your picture taken. It's in the newsletter, it gets into the newspaper, and that's exposure. From a guerrilla marketing standpoint, we've tell people that it takes 9 exposures to get noticed. So just because you have your name out there a few times doesn't mean that that's all you do. You have to constantly have your name out there in the into the marketplace so that people will be reminded of your service. They may want to use your service, but not today. So if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So, again, take every opportunity to get exposures for your business. I found this other article, too. It says research shows that 44% of consumers are more likely to think favorably of chamber of the chamber that's involved in small businesses. 63% are more likely to purchase goods or utilize services from the company in the future. So because you're a member of this chamber or a chamber, that in itself may very well pique the interest of potential customers that you might have. And as I said, they have, the chamber has a newsletter. If you have a coming event or that there's perhaps you've gotten some rewards or recognition in your industries, the chamber will publish that information and let them know, that let their members know what you're doing. Again, that gives you credibility. And it's interesting. You never know what opportunities might surface under these circumstances. I'm going to go on to some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families,